Well, having enormous effect upon the member of the Navajo tribe in off reservation area, and will have a large bearing upon the overall administration and welfare in the Navajo tribe. The Eastern Navajo Council hereby requests the Navajo tribe to provide legal counsel to work closely with the public land law review commission, which legal counselor will promote the following but not be limited to: review the full impact of the Act of 1964, which established the Public Law Land Law Review Commission on the instruction of requirement of the Congress of the United States, and the complete review of all federal law and the administration thereof, and the full explain to the Navajo people and the various agents concerned with Navajo affair, the full impact thereof among the Navajo people, be to complete review the assigned project and studio of public law receive commission to explain the full effort to this studio upon the Navajo people, to enthusiastically follow the word of the Public Law Land Receive Commission, and when necessary to represent the Navajo people upon any proportional and recommendations that are made affecting the Navajo, the federal law being used by the Navajo people. Requesting vocational helicultural training in BIA and public school to create increase for the Navajo children to further their education in vocational educational training. The education and progress of the Navajo of utmost importance, and the huge Navajo Indian internation progress is forthcoming in the very near future, and there is urgent need for personal people in the field of vocational educational training to properly prepare the Navajo youth of the huge Navajo inauguration project and Navajo youngest graduation from high school are increased in large number, and many are going into higher education in various fields every year. And it's very strange that none of the neighborhood youngsters are charging to further their education in the field of vocational agricultural training. The Bureau of Indian Affairs in the public school are hereby request to provide vocational educational training in all high school establishments to create interest for Navajo youngsters to choose to further their education in the field of educational. The Education Committee of the Navajo Tribal Council and the Eastern Navajo Council are hereby requested to follow up on their requests and to explain way to mean to have vocational educational training in the BIA in the public school. Requesting the ONEO and the Navajo tribe to admit the plan of operation for a home improvement program in the public work program to permit the chapter officer to work in said program. The Navajo Tribal Council are the advisory committee of the Navajo Community Tribal Council have adopted a plan of operation for public works program where the office of the chapter are not permitted to work for wages on the public work program, which likewise the ONEO has adopted a similar type of plan of operation for the home improvement program where chapter officers are not permitted to work for wages on the home improvement program. The policy of the chapter officer not being permitted to work on public work and home improvement program is considered an unfair as the coordinating programming and assisting with said program, and the policy also provide the chapter officer from taking part in the training opportunity on which program. This is very disastrous that the ONEO and the Navajo the plans of operation for the home improvement program and the public work program to permit the chapter officer to have for wages under progress to take advantage of the training opportunity and enjoy equal rights. The Eastern Navajo Councilor hereby requests the Navajo Tribal Council and the Advisory Committee of the Navajo Councilor to admit its fund of operation for the public work project to admit the chapter officer to work on public work project and likewise the Eastern Navajo Council requests the ONEO to amend its plan of operation for the home improvement training to admit chapter officer to work on the home improvement training to take advantage to training opportunity and to enjoy equal right. Direct all of the Navajo Tribal Councilmen from the Eastern Navajo Agent area to follow through on this request and to make per that remark through the further meeting of the Eastern Navajo Council. Article 1, Establishment of Committee. The following person are elected as a member of the Health Committee of the Eastern Navajo Council at Crown Point, New Mexico on June 15, 1968. District 15, Billy Bisanti, Fred Willie. District 16, Charlie Law, Largo, Ben Pino. District 19, Mabel P. Hosses, Taylor Hosses, Bessie Rubo, Sherrod Welto. Charlie Loon was reappointed as chairman and the vice chairman and secretary are to be elected by the committee at its first meeting. Article 2, Membership. This committee should be composed of not less than 3 representatives, each from District 15, 16, and 19. Of the member organized elect on August 19, 1967. One member for each district will serve through August 31, 1970. One member will serve through August 31.